I'm not going to talk for too long because I've been talking too much today as it is and we're getting late. But let's pray together. God, we thank you for bringing us together today to listen to your word, to appreciate all that goes on here with the beautiful music and people who help with our children. All of us do something here to rejoice in your being here, your being everywhere in the world. We thank you for each person here, how precious and meaningful each person is. Bless us today as we talk a little bit about Paul and his contextualization and the understanding that today is Pentecost when people were filled with the Spirit. And let us be filled today and let us have that divine spark that helps us to move and grow and teach and love and be those hands and feet and voice that are yours. So thank you, God, for bringing us here, for this beautiful worship time, and for all that you are in all things. In your name we pray. Amen. So as I said to the kids, Paul is the great contextualizer. Paul took this moment to teach and help people understand what God is in the world. We just got finished reading a book called What We Talk About When We Talk About God by Rob Bell in our book group. Rob Bell kind of recants the history of religion by talking about how people in the beginning realized that there were forces in the world that helped them and they didn't know how they worked. So the rain came and the crops grew and they had food to eat, and eventually they thought, well, somebody's making this happen, it's not us. So we're going to pray to the rain god and the sun god and the weather god, and we're going to make sure that we give offerings to these gods. And then eventually they had altars and priests who made sure that they were doing it right. And that's how religion grew. Because I think that from the very beginning, people knew that there was something more. Some relationship with God that they were craving, that they needed to understand. So our scriptures are people relating their relationship with God over history. And what we look at as Christians is this one God who created everything, who is behind everything, this one energy, this one light that we think is behind it all. It makes sense to us, it touches us, it moves us, and it helps us to understand our relationship with that thing that's yearning to come out inside of us, that is goodness and love for each other. We're here because we feel like it connects us all. And Paul was trying to help the people of Athens understand that there's this one God that doesn't need to be made out of human hands. They had all these, you know, statues of different kinds of gods that people would pray to, and that there's something more. So how do we begin to understand that? I grew up in a church that wouldn't allow pictures of Jesus because they didn't want you idolizing this picture of Jesus. So it was always interesting to me when I would enter another church and there would be a picture of Jesus, and I would, oh, they have a picture of Jesus, they're worshiping this picture. But really and truly, that wasn't the case. It was just my understanding of what was going on in my church. And as I grew to learn that God is everywhere, and the message of Jesus is that we don't need a temple, that we are the temple of God, and that divine spark is within each one of us because God made us that way, then I had a lot more ease of being able to understand other people's point of view. So this contextualization that Paul does is so important for us to understand, because his starting point was understanding his neighbor, understanding the people of Athens and saying, I get that you're religious. I love that about you. It's great that you want to worship God. And let me tell you something about the real God that doesn't have to be confined to this gold and silver, that is in your heart and everywhere. It's an amazing thing to be able to seek to understand someone else first and then help them to see a point of view that maybe is a little bit more healthy for them. What we do here is allow everyone their own timing for growth, for understanding the Bible, for interpretation of Scripture. My interpretation of this Scripture is Paul saying, I love all of you, and I want you to have what I have. I want you to know this loving God that is so much more than just a beautiful piece of art. These gods were probably neat to look at. When we were in Nepal, we saw this beautiful golden calf that people had brought offerings to. It was gorgeous, and yet felt very empty to me, because my belief is that God is everywhere, not in a golden calf. But to those people, they were feeling nurtured and feeling loved because they could bring offerings and felt that they got something in return. There's a series that Morgan Freeman does, and it's called The Story of God, and it's on the History Channel. And he goes to different religions, different faiths, and asks certain questions. So things like, what do you believe, what does every religion believe about after we die? Or a savior figure like Muhammad or Jesus or Buddha. So all of these religions had similarities, and yet there's something really different about being here where we have this God who is free of any kind of box that we would put God in, free of being in on an altar or inside of a piece of gold. Anyway, this contextualization, I think, is a really important thing for us as we share our faith, if we have the opportunity. Nowadays, we live in a country and in a world where information is readily available to anybody. You can get on the internet and find out any bit of information that you want. So a mission field is really a different kind of thing nowadays. And sometimes we don't feel comfortable sharing our faith. But if we do, then we can be like Paul, look at the context of what kind of situation we're in. I don't think that Paul offended the Athenians by saying, I know this unknown God. I think he understood how they felt. And then he said, well, here's what I know. I have this extra bit of information you might not have. So if we do share, and we get opportunities, then understand the person that you're talking with. Help them in a way that is for them, not for you. Because Paul wasn't doing it for Paul. Paul was doing it to save the Athenians and to help them understand. So it's a wonderful situation that he found himself in a whole different context than what we live in today. So let us take that divine spark that we have and share it in a way that is nurturing and loving to any person that we're talking to. If we're here, if we're out there with our friends, there's always an opportunity. In Morning Brew, we talked a little bit about what we do for self-care, and it was interesting that most of the people in Morning Brew said part of their self-care was caring about other people. It's because it's how we were made to love other people and want them to feel nourished and loved. So really, the spirit of all of this in this day of Pentecost is to move that spirit from one of us to another and to share it around all of us. It's that beautiful pass it on song that we always sing in camp and everybody's bawling at the end. It's pass it on. Pass on that beautiful spark in whatever way is nurturing to the person that you're giving it to. Amen? Amen. Thank you.